Magnetic Mountain, all right. Just the place we're looking for.
What about you now, Bruce?
We'll start at once.
Those strangers have located my lost city. They must be stopped. Get Apollon, quick.
Yes, master.
Yes. 1935, the lost city. Whoa, geez, oh, wait. Well, before we get to that, I want to, again, thank Joe's not on the line right now, but I got to tell you, I learned a great deal from Joe, especially patience, because I need patience when I see things getting so blown out of whack as they have been in this country for the past several years. Now, in 1964, while a junior at Towson State College, I left my parents' home for good and located an apartment at 13 East Lafayette Avenue. And I lived there till 1969. And in that neighborhood on Charles Street stood the Wigwam Bar and a corner drugstore where I played pinball and bought three quarts of Gretz beer. You know how much three quarts of Gretz beer cost in those days? 90 cents. 90 cents. Sides for three quarts of beer. Wow. It was a New York beer. I don't think they make it anymore. But anyway, it was a tough neighborhood. We had more than a few murders, and we had rats so big they scared away all the cats. Our cats stayed out of their way. And going out at night was just not the best idea. Now, my life was threatened at least twice by gun and shotgun wielding rednecks who did not like my African-American friends. Now, if you visit my old neighborhood today, you'll find there is no longer a 13 East Lafayette Avenue. No, it doesn't exist anymore. My studio is now a parking lot, and the Wigwam Bar is the Club Charles, and my favorite pinball hangout is now the Lost City Diner. And in 1974, I was commissioned to paint my bicentennial mural at Lafayette and St. Paul. And that, too, has disappeared, but has now been resurrected and expanded into the We the People mural that was completed this past July. And go up on our Facebook page and take a look at it, if you might, and even on our website. And we finished that July 24th, 2013. Now, whenever I visit the We the People mural, which you can view on our 21st Century Radio's Facebook page, I do my best to visit the Lost City Diner, not only for sampling its menu, but to soak up its atmosphere, which is filled with images, collectibles, and decorated in the 1930s, 1950s sci-fi Buck Rogers theme that I feel right at home with, and where I have taken many of the artists who helped me recreate the We the People mural. Now, we're about to spend the next half hour with a key creator of the Lost City Diner and find out why you should go down to Charles and Lafayette Avenue and enjoy yourself as much as I do, and make sure that you bring your children. Welcome to 21st Century Radio, John Rutulski.
Hi, Dr. Bob. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, when did you come to the idea that you wanted to create a diner?
Here's the thing. It was a culmination of different ideas over the years. It was really no one thing that pointed me towards starting a restaurant. Hmm. When I was a little kid, I grew up in Edgewood, Maryland, in Harford County, and we had a diner that was placed on the corner of Pulaski Highway and Edgewood Road, probably about World War II. Mm-hmm. Some of my earliest childhood memories are going there with my parents.
Ah, so...
It was one of the original trailer diners for mica ceilings, tile floors, stools built into the bar. I have very, very few memories of it. It was sold and destroyed probably about 1972 or 3. But I do remember going there, how much I enjoyed being there. I remember the jukebox the most. One of the things that started my whole fascination with restaurants was actually jukeboxes. And I collect jukeboxes and player pianos to this day, but that's a whole other story. But I enjoyed going there. It never really left me. I always have been fascinated with things built in the 1930s and 40s and 50s. The extent of my experience in food really was working at a Burger King for a few years.
When was that? How old were you
then? I was in high school and maybe a couple of years after when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about the food business is it's really, it's unique. There's nothing else like it. And once it gets into your blood, it never really completely leaves you.
Now, we're going to get to your menu in a little while. It's an extraordinary menu. I mean, this is...
I like to eat.
you're not the only one.
I love comfort food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the thing about my menu is it's all based on foods that I grew up with or foods that I liked myself or that I know other people like. Believe it or not, there's a few things on the menu that I'm not too fond of, but I know other people love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I wanted to be very well-rounded. I wanted to have a menu that was filled with comfort foods, which is my entire specialty and really has been my entire interest in eating my whole life.
Now, when did you begin this process of coming into ownership of this
Lost
building?
City. Okay, Lost City. So the Lost City story is that it was, as you know, when you were growing up, it was a drugstore.
Oh, yes, that's right.
It was Joel's Luncheonette forever.
Joel's, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
And then it turned into, I think it turned into a couple of just small drugstore market type of things. Mm-hmm. And then it became a vacant building.
Yeah.
And it was, how did I get into it? Well, a friend of mine approached me with it and wanted to have somebody take it over, that because I took it over. I'm not the original owner. A friend of mine was the original owner, and she's got other things going on, and she's more into real estate, actually, than running restaurants. And she knew my interest was very high in the restaurant business, and she offered it to me, and I thought about it for a month, and I said, you know, why not? It's a neat place. People come and have fun there. Kids enjoy being there. It's a beautiful interior, as you know.
Oh, God.
And it didn't take me long to make up my mind to say, yeah, I would like to be involved in this. And so I redesigned the menu and trademarked the name and created my own corporation. And now I'm, ever since April 1st, the Lost City Diner has been operating, and the response of the public has been overwhelming. It's just terrific.
Well, all you have to do is go there once, and you'll understand why that is. I mean, there is just so much going on
there. I appreciate
that. Oh, it is so beautiful.
I love seeing you there. It always makes my day when I see you come in.
Well, you should see what the artists feel about it. I mean, it was more or less like because many a time we would go down. We couldn't wait till it opened. I mean, you know, we would go down there and see. And then finally when it did, it was their response to it was, you know, this is about the best thing in Baltimore that we've ever been. You know, I don't go out often.
Right.
And only time I do go out, especially if I go down to see the mural, I always try to make it when you're open. Because I think we better talk about that first before we get into
the hours.
The hours.
Yeah.
So that people aren't surprised.
Right.
What are the hours?
Well, I'll tell you first off, in case people don't have a pencil and paper handy, there's a website now, and it's lostcitydiner.com. And our hours are on there, and so are our menus. But our hours are, Monday through Friday, we open at 5 p.m. for dinner. Mm-hmm. There's no lunch through the week.
Right.
So it's 5 p.m. for dinner, Monday through Friday. But and it's until Monday through Thursday, we're open till midnight. But on Friday and Saturday nights, we stay open till 3 a.m.
So whoa!
Late service, yes.
Oh, this is terrific. It's almost like New York. Wow.
It's been incredible. The people come up from Fells Point and Canton and come down from Hamden, and just, you can tell on the weekends, 2:15 comes, we are just swamped. And it's so much fun. Hamburgers are coming out, milkshakes are coming out, and by the way, milkshakes after midnight are always half price.
Good. I got to get down there at 2 o'clock in the morning. What the hell's going on here?
You come up from Fells Point, you get on 83 and get off like you're going to Penn Station, and we're pretty much right there at Charles and Lafayette.
Yeah.
Two minutes from the Inner Harbor.
Well,
and then we have a Saturday and Sunday brunch. Saturday and Sundays we open at 11 a.m.
You open at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm.
11 o'clock in the morning on Saturday and Sunday, and we serve brunch until 3 o'clock on both days. And the full menu is also available.
What a surprise. It's you just surprised the hell out of me. Or the heck out
Everybody
of me.
Everybody says that, and, you know,
yeah,
because we're not
used to that in Baltimore. We really aren't. You know?
That's one of the reasons that I wanted to create it, was because I know that I like to eat, and I know when I like to eat, and I just can't find it. So I said, there's got to be other people like me.
So the LostCityDiner.com.
LostCityDiner.com.
Okay.
That's all it is, just LostCityDiner.com.
Well, let me give some other information here again. It's at 1730 North Charles Street.
That's right.
It's the corner of Lafayette and Charles.
Directly across from the Charles Theater.
Right.
And two doors up from the Club Charles, as you mentioned it, which used to be the Wigwam. I can't believe you remember that.
Well, the Wigwam fed me when I had no food. I mean, really no food. It was the owner. This was 1962,
That's right.
Her boyfriend was my landlord at 13 East Lafayette Avenue. And they got along so well. And she said, and he said, well, he said, he introduced me to her as, he said, you see this guy here? He's an artist. He is going to be one of the greatest artists that ever was produced in Baltimore.
That's great.
And she said, really? And he said, yeah. We said, well, if that's true. And he said, he's hungry all the time.
Oh, sure.
And so therefore, and she said, look, okay. Because she knew I was eating one meal a day for 5 years, something
right.
like that. And she said, okay, all right. When it gets really bad, I don't want you to make a habit of coming in here. But, you know, you can come in, but you're going to have to pay sometimes. So anyway, that changed my entire life because, God, I never had two meals for a day.
Yeah.
You know what that's like. God. It's like, whoa, two meals. Oops, we got to take a break here. But let me give the phone number. You can call them at 410-547-5678 or
uh-huh.
visit them on Facebook, and that's thelostcitydiner.com. And we get back, we're going to talk about a menu that you just cannot believe that you could be having at 3, up to 2:30 to 3 o'clock in the morning.
So we're seating until 3 a.m. on weekends.
Isn't that something? Okay, we'll be back in just a few minutes with John Radosky, owner of the Lost City Diner in Station North, Baltimore at 1730 North Charles Street.
My name is Zola. I'm the master of this place.
Where are we?
You're in the lost city of the Ligurians. As you may know, the Ligurians were master scientists. I'm the last of that race, carrying on the electromagnetic traditions of my people.
Jerry, I'm right. We found it.
What do you mean by that statement?
Your electrical experiments have been causing disasters throughout the entire world.
Well, then I'm beginning to accomplish my purpose.
3 o'clock in the morning. Hey, John.
Yes.
Next time Ziggy Marley or Janie Hendrix or the Lovin' Spoonful come to town, we're dragging them down there.
Down there.
Yeah, they have their places they want to go to. But this is the kind of food that all of my friends in rock and roll would just love to send. But
bring them in. Those movie clips you're playing are great. We're going to start playing movies down there. We're putting a video projector in. You probably saw the Philco Predicta television we have up on the wall that plays clips from those movies.
Yes, indeed. Well, I wish we had more time, so I want to get back onto this. Now we're going to talk about the menu, but tell us just give me a one minute on some of the extraordinary things you have hanging up in the air, because it reminds me of this movie that we're talking about.
Well, the idea is that it's sort of a melding of science fiction from the 30s and 40s, Buck Rogers novels, space exploration, spaceships, electrical gadgets, Art Deco interiors, and just, there's the antique soda fountain as well.
Oh, yes.
And all of this comes together. It seems to work. Everybody just comes in and just walks in off the street and takes pictures of it. I'm really flattered.
Yeah, they probably take more pictures of that than they do of my car.
There's a lot of pictures on Google of just the interior, and it's all pretty much based on science fiction space travel from the 30s and 40s. You've seen the space rocket we have hanging from the ceiling. That came from Coney Island Amusement Park. It was built in the 1920s.
Well, I'll be. I mean, it's really, the posters are incredible. But look, what's even more important is the food. Now, so let's get to that menu before we run out of time.
Sure.
We understand why you like soda fountain stuff, because we do too. Now, by the way, this was really named after the Lost City movie.
Yes.
Is
yes,
that
it
right?
Was.
Okay. All right. Now,
the Lost City series of books from the 30s.
The 30s. Now, I enjoy many of the items on your menu, the smoothies and the shakes. I mean, you talk about a number of, just tell us a few of the things in regards to your types of milkshakes that you have.
Orange creamsicle shake, which is based on the creamsicle that we all know and love.
Yeah.
Ice cream floats, brown cows and black cows, which are root beer floats and Coke floats with chocolate syrup in them. The New York egg cream, which is a concoction from Brooklyn from the 1890s, that is, it's basically chocolate syrup mixed with cream and seltzer water. There's no eggs in it, no ice cream. You know, it just has, and they don't really know why it's called an egg cream. We have regular ice cream, and we also have small batch homemade vegan ice cream as well, which is totally non-dairy. And strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla, and we're going to be getting a special flavor of the month shortly, but it's made locally by a friend of mine who creates it just for us. And there's a lot of vegan items on the menu as well. We're definitely out there for the carnivores, but we have vegan fried chicken sandwiches. Nobody has that I know of. Have you ever heard of a Monte Cristo? I think you've probably had it before.
Well, we have definitely had a Monte Cristo.
Yes, we had the Monte Cristo.
Yes, it's big as hell. Whoops,
huge sandwich. Hoe cakes, which are basically cornbread hotcakes. Mm-hmm. Buckwheat pancakes, vegan bacon, vegan sausage if you want it. Of course, we have regular bacon and sausage also. I just, I love serving people. I love making people happy. If there's a diet item that somebody needs, you know, I want to hear about it. Mm-hmm. I want to know that I'm satisfying people's appetites and doing it the right way.
All right. Now, there are hamburgers and there are hamburgers. Give us a little touch of how many, 200 hamburgers
you got. The Lost City, as much as we have dinners and appetizers, we also have hamburgers. We have half-pound Angus beef burgers. The Neptune burger is one of our most popular ones. We take a slab of deep-fried mac and cheese and put it on top of one of our Angus burgers and cover it with cheddar cheese sauce and serve that up with French fries or onion rings. We have the blue cheese burger. We've got the Jupiter, which is our bacon cheese burger. We have vegan burger patties. It's one of our biggest hamburger sellers is the Starboy, which is the trademark hamburger of the Lost City, and it's our double-decker hamburger, and has our special sauce on it, comes on a 3D roll. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make a special offer for your listeners all week. If you come in and you mention the Dr. Bob Show, you can get a Starboy with French fries and a root beer float for $10.
Well, I'm coming down tonight at 3 o'clock.
That promotion is good until a week from tonight, Sunday at midnight, the 24th.
Well, thank you very much. Starboy Deluxe. I mean, this is an extraordinary situation.
You'll get the huge Starboy hamburger with French fries and a root beer float for $10 all week long. All you have to do is mention the Dr. Bob Show when you come in. And have you had the Mars Burger, the real hot one?
No, I haven't had the Mars Burger.
It is really popular, and it's another half-pound burger coated with hot cheddar cheese sauce and jalapeno pepper, and it is quite hot, I would say. Get a milkshake with that one.
And, boy, those milkshakes, wow. the thing I like about, well, there are a lot of things I like about the food. It's just the quantities. I'm one of those people, unfortunately, since I starved for many years in my life. I'm serious.
I understand.
I could eating food is more important to me than just about anything except for my wife.
I understand that.
You know,
totally.
I mean, really, just but friends, there's the Moon Burger, the Wake Up Call one. There's the Neptune. There's the Venus Burger.
The Wake Up Call is a bacon cheeseburger with it. We put a fried egg on top of it.
A fried egg. Now. Mm-hmm. Then there, because I love the names, the cosmic food. There's cosmic food, and there's asteroid food, there's meteor food,
Those are the food classifications. I didn't want to just say entrees and appetizers. I've got photographs. The menu's up on the website. People can take a look at it. But I've got these, what I think are beautiful photo cuts from the comic books of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just call each section cosmic food, moon food. And, of course, we have our dinners are basically, we have huge slabs of meatloaf that we make every day and chicken fried steak, which is made out of our own steak that we make daily as well. And huge fried chicken dinners and eggplant parm and chicken parm and Cincinnati chili, which, do you know what Cincinnati chili is?
No, sir.
You take a stack of spaghetti pasta, and you put chili and cheddar and onion on it, and jalapenos and sour cream. It's huge in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. Wow!
And of course, chicken and waffles, and fish and chips, and shrimp in a basket, and all the things that I grew up with. That I just don't know exactly where else I can get them anymore.
Well, how many places can you get an all-vegan breakfast special?
We have that, too.
I know.
Buckwheat pancakes with natural maple syrup and vegan sausage, and it's totally, totally meat-free.
Belgian waffles.
We make them in-house to order, and we can throw blueberries, strawberries, and bananas in them.
Wow. What is the supernova?
Oh, the supernova is a breakfast, and that is... pancakes with two eggs, however you want them done, and we'll throw bacon or sausage on that also. That's our pancakes. And you can get blueberry pancakes and chocolate chip pancakes. If we have the parts to make what you want, tell us, and we'll put it together for you.
The Jane Mansfield.
Jane Mansfield. Well, Jane Mansfield was a blonde bombshell
in
the 1950s, and she was huge in television. Unfortunately, she had a very early demise in a auto accident, but she was gorgeous, and she was a contemporary of Marilyn Monroe's. Well, she was quite, how should we say, put together well.
She was put together so well that the 1959 Cadillac paid her homage
yes. And so I'll tell you how the Jane Mansfield is. We take an English muffin and we split it and we toast it. And then we take two huge rounded scoops of scrambled egg and put one on each side of the English muffin that we've split and push them together. And then we coat that with cheddar cheese and Canadian bacon. And then we serve it up with our home fries. And that's what we call the Jane Mansfield, if you can visualize that in your head.
Well, I can. I can easily visualize her in my head.
Popular breakfast.
That's right.
And we make our own biscuits from scratch every single day.
This is very historical. Historical. I'm not talking hysterical. But
yes.
Historical. I mean, there's so many things to be introduced to. And again, friends, look, I'll take them up on this offer here. John says that if you go in there and say you listen to 21st Century Radio or Dr. Bob's show, you'll get, what was that again?
The Starboy, which is our 3D double-decker burger.
Mm.
And you get with French fries and a root beer float for $10.
$10.
And that offer is good until a week from tonight at close, Sunday the 24th at midnight.
Okay, well, friends, we are just about out of time. I want to thank you, John,
for joining us
here, and I look forward to stopping down there soon at 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever time is it?
3 o'clock even. Come on down.
Okay, and LostCityDiner.com is what you got to check out. LostCityDiner.com. We'll see you down there, friends. Make sure you bring your children. They'll love them.
Talk around. around the clock. And breaking news now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore and WCBM.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Bill Vitka.